This is Katie Hunter for MMA UK. I'm here with Steve Amable and his baby Indy.
Second time lucky.
This always happens to me. We were just talking about your division in Cage Warriors, how we're not too sure what's going on with Mads Burnell, but we've got Morgan Charrier who's going to be fighting for the interim title.
Wait, I might add you, Ed.
So, I hadn't actually seen that was announced, but I saw that you said he's fighting Darko Banovic.
I've seen a couple of things say who he's fighting, and then I commented, and I think someone from his team said that they'd ask for me, and apparently Cage Warriors said I'm not at that level to fight Morgan Charrier, so who knows? But
is that just banter between the teams?
No, because there was no malice in his comment. He said, like, thanks very much, we asked for you, but apparently Cage Warriors said I'm not at Morgan's level.
I know that all of the top featherweights in the division are coming off losses, so it's maybe a little...
Do you know what I mean? Morgan deserves his title.
He does.
No matter what, no question about it. He's what he done to Dean Truman and like all his other fights. He deserves it 100%, nothing against Morgan, but he's fighting a bantamweight, if this is true, and obviously that's just a fight that he should win. He's been given that fight, I feel, as a win, so then they can set up the interim fight against Mads if it still happens. So it sells the fight better. So fair play to Morgan, but if that comment is true, that they think I'm not at Morgan's level, I just have to get a few more wins and then fight Morgan for it. But hey ho, that's...
They obviously thought you were at Mads' level last time, though.
That's the thing, and obviously on the night I wasn't, but it's the name of the game, and it just crack on. This is what it is.
And Dean Truman's had a fight announced at lightweight, so that was somebody that we thought that you might be fighting. That's, you know,
I thought it would have been Mads versus Morgan, and then me versus Dean, and then the winner faced the winner of that sort of thing, or you know, who knows. But
And then, so now we've actually had the fight announcement and you're fighting Perry Goodwin, another tough competitor. Such an exciting fight. I'm really buzzing for this.
The same fighter, I feel. We both like to stand and fight. He's tough. You know, we both real tough fighters. So it's either going to be a really boring fight, which is rare because I'm rarely in boring fights. Or it's going to be, you know, someone's going to get knocked out, finished, or whatever. It's going to be a very good fight.
And he's fought as high as welterweight, hasn't he?
Well, I did in my amateur days.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to cut to get to welterweight. Not anymore.
I need to find some of these photos.
You don't. I look like a barrel. Jack Mason. And a skinhead as well. Not good.
And obviously your teammate Emra is on the card, and he's fighting someone that you managed to beat and to put on a fight of the night performance against in Aiden Stephen. What do you make of that fight?
You know, it's a real good fight. Obviously, I'm going to say Emra, I can see Emra winning, but even if I wasn't Emra's teammate, you know, just from the way I train with Emra and sort of thing, and the fight I've had with Aiden sort of thing, Emra's got all the ability to finish Aiden. No disrespect to Aiden Stephens, but I feel Emra's striking is at a different level. My striking is nowhere near as good as Emra's, and I managed to sort of outwork Aiden on the feet sort of thing. And Emra's wrestling is top level. He's very tough to take down. So Aiden didn't want to take me down because he thought my wrestling would be too good. So I can see Aiden having a tough night, to be honest. But, you know, if I don't win... And then Emra wins, do you know what I mean? I'm going.
It makes it tough, doesn't it?
I'm down that pecking order, and you know, I might have to.
Because you got
move up to lightweight.
You got your title shot off the back of beating Aiden. Obviously, there was a string of wins leading up to that. It wasn't just that one, but you know, he is a high level guy, and that does put either of you in the mix.
Could be a headache for Jack if anything did happen around that those lines, but. You know, we'll just see what happens. We've both got fights to, we've both got jobs to do, and that's all we can do at the end of the day. What happens after that is, that's what happens in the future.
Yeah. And from Perry's social media, I know that he's thinking that a win over you really puts him into the title mix, of course.
It does, to be fair. Do you know, like you said, I've just come off beating Mads. What I might have got the next sort of shot after this fight sort of thing, if it was Morgan or something. So yeah, if Perry does beat me, do you know what I mean, he jumps straight up there, he overpasses everyone that sort of I've beat sort of thing, which have had a lot more fights in the division. So you know, he's got a lot to, he's got nothing to lose basically in that fight. He's got everything to gain. I've got a lot riding on it, so
yeah.
That's, but I think the last fight against Mads, I had it in my head too much. It's like the most important part of my life sort of thing, and I think I overthought it, and then when I missed the weight sort of thing, it sort of just, the fire sort of just went out. I still wanted the fight, but
tell me what happened with the weight, Mias.
Everything was fine. Best shape I've been leading up to the fight. I woke up on the Thursday morning, 70 kilos, for like, easy peasy. I woke up at 6 o'clock. In 5 hours, I only lost 2 kilos. And normally I lose all that weight in those 6 hours. So we got to the weigh-ins, and I was still 2 pounds overweight. Quickly jumped on scales. I think I had 20 minutes before the first start of the weigh-ins. Jumped in the sauna, and I lost over half a pound in like 20 minutes. We thought, sweet, it's going to be no problem. We think my house was just a bit too cold. By the time I got in the towels and the bath and then swapped, I'd cooled down and I weren't just sort of heating up enough. So yeah, for 10 minutes, dropped half a pound. We thought, right, easy peasy, 2 hours to drop pound and a half. This will be no problem. And come off, and then 2 hours, I was dead. I had 90 grams left, and I'm sure a lot of people saying, "Oh, it's just 90 grams. Why don't you just jump back in the sauna?" I was in the sauna for 2 hours to lose a pound and a half, and just wouldn't come off. I got up to the weigh-ins at the end of the 2 hours. I think I had 6 minutes spare. I jumped on the scales, and I was still 90 grams over for 3-4 minutes. I was just like working out, and I was nearly fainting on the scales, and I had nothing left. So it is what it is. It's learning curves. First time I've ever missed weight, I've missed weight before, but not at such a big level sort of thing. Before it was like mistakes on my part, but this was just one of them things.
How hard was it to put that out of your head and, you know, carry on with the fight as if it was still a title fight, even though you couldn't win the belt?
Yeah, I said to myself and everyone, it's not about the title. The title's nice. The most important thing is beating Mads, because that having that win over Mads is more important than a belt, because whatever comes from that, I won't have that belt anyway, so that don't matter. So I said to myself, it doesn't matter, but I think it put the fire out of a little bit. At the time I didn't think it did, but looking back at the fight and thinking about the way I felt when I was sitting out the back, I wasn't nervous at all when I stepped in the cage. Just felt normal. Normally when the cage door shuts, I'm looking across at someone, I'm trembling a little bit, just like ready to anticipate, and as soon as I hear that cage lock, I'm like, oh, bloody hell, what am I doing? Here we go. Nothing. I was just like I was at training. There was no nervousness. I was not anxious. I wasn't sort of like ready to go or anything. It was just like, right, here we go, sort of thing. It was just like it had just been like put out, sort of thing. So
how desperate are you then to get back in here and kind of rectify the situation?
Be honest, leading 8-10 weeks ago, I couldn't really get motivated. I was just like, it's just another fight, sort of thing. It was just back at that. But now I'm back. I think it's because I wasn't training properly. I was spending a bit more time with my wife and my little daughter, so I wasn't training as much. But now the training's up, all the boys are fighting, sort of thing. We're all getting in that fighting mode. My training's still, I'm still training like I was before, but just that leading up to getting to training sort of thing, it was just like, just going training sort of thing. But it's coming back now. I'm ready to go. And after these comments, if they are true from Morgan's team, I've got something to prove to Ian and Graham again for some reason. But who knows if it's true or not. It is what it is, and it's all business at the end of the day. And just got to rack those wins up again and show everyone, you know, that I'm still about. I might be getting 33, but I'm still going strong.
Well, I for one can't wait to see you back in there. Perry on his social media said that he needs to beat you. You're a little juice head. That's a compliment, isn't it?
It must be, because I've never touched stuff in my life. I think it's the Harlow water. Yeah. I've had those comments many a time. Oh, he's a little juice head, but never touched juice in my life. So
thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, if someone says you're on the juice and you never are, and you aren't, fair play. Must means I'm in good shape. That's why they call me Diddy Kong.
Exactly. Well, congratulations on this fight announcement. I think it's going to be up there for fight of the night. I really can't see how the pair of you can't put on a good show. I've never seen either of you in a boring fight.
No, definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
And the last time I said that was against Aiden Stephen, and he did get fight of the night. So
I look forward to proving those words right.
5 weeks' time then.
5 weeks. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. We'll be right back.